And now, what's going on in China? Global stock prices have been falling, and the biggest worry is China. Stocks there plunged 7% yesterday, and growth is slowing as China's trying to transition to a consumer-driven economy with 1.4 billion potential consumers. Let's check in with Jeffrey Towson, an investor, professor, and co-author of the 1 Hour China Consumer book, 5 short stories that explain the brutal fight for 1 billion Chinese consumers. He joins us by Skype. And Jeffrey, your thoughts on these drops in the Chinese stock market?
Yeah, I mean, the stock market is just this strange animal. You know, on one side, you have literally millions of retail consumers, taxi cab drivers and such, buying stocks based mostly on rumor. And then on the other side, you have the government, which is actively managing this. They're changing prices, they're stopping things. We've never really seen that before. So, I mean, I describe the stock market as this kind of early stage state capitalist stock market. And I don't think anybody really knows what that is yet. You know, it goes up, it goes down. It's good entertainment, but I don't have any money there.
Well, but what else does China have to do to move this huge potential economy in the right direction?
Right. I mean, the story so far has been investment and exports, right? That's what drove GDP growth, which was over 10% for a long, long time. The nice thing about exports and investment is the government has some pretty big levers it can pull. Let's lower the bank reserve ratio so there's more money going into real estate and infrastructure and construction. Those are big, big numbers. When you start to talk about, okay, now let's have consumption drive GDP growth, there aren't a lot of big levers to pull for the government. People are going to spend what they want to spend.
Right.
And overwhelmingly, in my opinion, is about consumer confidence and disposable income. Those two numbers are actually pretty awesome for China.
Well, and going back to your thoughts about it being this huge exporter, you write it makes 80% of the world's air conditioners, 90% of PCs, about 70% of the world's solar panels, 90% of our mobile phones. So it's doing pretty well on ramping up manufacturing. As you said, these are levers it can pull. But as far as consumers, you write some 300 million Chinese have entered the middle class. That seems like an awful lot. But again, it's 1.4 billion residents.
The consumer story is really complicated. It's exploding in complexity. You have elderly consumers, you have young consumers. It's incredibly complicated now. But the one, you know, my sort of North Star in all this is I look for middle class urban families. And actually, I look for middle class women as part of families. And I think that's where, you know, the big spending's coming from. And those numbers are phenomenal. You know, the number of Chinese middle class families moving into apartments in the cities, buying their first car, buying their refrigerator, sending their kids to school, often in the U.S. if they can do that. Those numbers are just going up and up. So that story is fantastic. When you start looking at other subsegments, maybe seniors, second tier, third tier cities, it gets a lot less clear.
Yeah. Well, and as you also write, and these are in your different stories describing the main issues in China, as the Chinese become urban dwellers, more likely to be consumers, they're also creating secondary problems like not enough infrastructure and pollution. So a lot to deal with. Just, Jeffrey, what should Americans think about this plunging stock market in China, especially since you seem to agree with some analysts who kind of, you know, are a little leery of the whole venture in China?
Well, that's the stock market, which is, you know, it's an early stage stock market. I mean, if you go back to the U.S. stock market in 1920, 1930, that thing was a big casino. Mm. So, I mean, China's stock market is pretty young. And, you know, as there's more institutional investors, it'll get smarter and less crazy. What maybe won't change is the fact that the government's very active in it. You know, I put the stock market off to the side and I look at the economy regardless of the stock market. And that picture, you know, it's not as awesome as it used to be, but it's still pretty great if you look at consumer spending, middle class families, real estate's a bit shaky. But then you've got these stories like e-commerce, healthcare, education, and the numbers are just going through the roof. The movie industry is growing at 40% this year. Mm. I mean, it'll be the largest movie business on the planet probably in another year. Mm. I mean, so those sort of sub-stories are amazing. But then look at the steel industry. You know, that's not awesome. So, but what we would expect to see this, it's a huge, complicated economy. You would expect to see lots of successes and failures. The ability to talk generally about China is probably coming to an end. You have to talk sector by sector.
Right. Jeffrey Towson, author of the 1 Hour China book and a professor of investment at Peking University in Beijing. And we've reached him in Bogota. So, Jeffrey, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.